Okay, so the good afternoon. And what I would like to talk about today is how we combine the multiple binary classifiers to solve the multi-class problems. And the technique that we are going to use is the geometric programming, where we can solve the problems using one of the convex optimization solver. Okay. So I would like to start with the multi-class learnings. And there are actually the two different approaches to solve the multi-class learnings, actually, or multi-class problems, either direct method, or we can reduce the multi-class problems into the multiple binary problems. Okay. In such a case, actually, we need to really combine the multiple binary problems to determine the final answer to the multi-class problems. Okay. And then probably I formulate these aggregation problems as a geometric programming so that we can always find the global solutions. Okay. So in order to introduce the geometric programming formulations, and then I will introduce the softmax models and L1 norm regularized maximum likelihood estimations. And then I'll show you some of the numerical experiments and then the conclusions. Okay. So the multi-class problems, for example, we need to really assign the class labels from 1 to k to the data point. Okay. So either direct method, okay, so suppose actually we have three classes, and the direct method try to find the separating hyperplanes which discriminate these three classes. In general, the separating hyperplanes is not really linear. Okay. On the other hand, for the binary decomposition method, for example, the old pairs, so we look at the pair of 1 and 2 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 3, so we look at the binary pair problems, so we can always find some of the binary classifiers. And the remaining problem is how we really aggregate some of the solutions of the binary problems in order to determine the final answer to the multi-class problems. Okay, so what are the advantages of the binary decompositions over the direct method? And it's much easier and simpler to learn the classifiers. And also a lot of the sophisticated classification classifiers actually has been studied for the binary the binary problems, for example, support vector machines. And also this is better suited to the parallel computations. So for example, the threes are well-known examples for the binary decompositions, and also we can really treat the binary decompositions as the binary encoding problems. Okay. So in other words, how we aggregate the multiple binary answers is binary decoding. I mean, the decoding problems. Okay. So, for example, the one versus all. Okay. And so we have three classes, and then first the binary classifiers actually discriminate the first class from the remaining class, and also the second binary classifiers discriminate second class from the remaining class, and so on. And all pairs, where we need to look at the pair of 1 and 2, and 2 and 3, and 1 and 3. And also, the error-correcting output coding also can be used. So we really determine the sum of the code words where some of the code words have some maximal the Hamming distance. So in other words, some of the solutions with the tolerable errors actually can be correctly classified. So in other words, the binary decompositions really leads to some code matrix. Okay. So in this case, we have a three class and then three binary classifiers. So these are the exemplary code matrix for the one versus all and all pairs and error correcting output coding. Okay. So in other words, actually, we need to really train the three different binary classifiers following the oracle in this code matrix. Okay, so for example, in the case of the one versus all, and then this is the code matrix produced by the one versus all, and in such a case, and we need to train the three different binary classifiers, and for example, X sub I is the data, and the target labels is a 2. So in such a case, actually, so the target label 2, and then in terms of the binary classifiers, actually, the correct labels should be 0. 1, and 0. Okay, so the first binary classifiers, second binary, and third binary classifiers. So we, I mean, these binary classifiers should follow the binary labels coded in this code matrix. Okay. So we train the binary classifiers, and then each binary classifiers produce some of the probability estimate. For example, we can use the support vector machines with sigmoid models so that the binary classifiers produce the scores which between 0 and 1. Okay, so the problem here is, okay, so we train the three binary classifiers, and each binary classifier has produced the sum of the scores between the 0 and 1. Okay, and in order to answer to the multi-class problems, and we have to really combine the answers determined by the three binary classifiers. Okay, so how we really aggregate the binary classifiers, and some of the heuristics is for the case of the all pairs, and then we do easily majority votings, and then for the case of the one versus all, and then maybe the maximum always wins, and the hard decoding case, and then we find the code word which best match the collection of the predictive result computed by the binary classifiers. Okay, so in the case of the three classes, and then we have three code words. Okay, and then train the three binary classifiers so that, given some of the test point, okay, and the three binary classifiers produce some scores, okay, so the collection of those three values constitute three-dimensional vectors, okay, and then we search actually which code word is best matched the three-dimensional prediction result in order to really determine the final answer to the multi-class problems, okay. And also, we can do the probabilistic decoding. So in other words, in this case, actually, we really need to compute the class membership probabilities. Okay? So once we compute the class membership probabilities, and then we can really do the prediction for the class levels. Okay. So one of the popular approach in the probabilistic decoding is actually based on the Bradley-Terry models, and let me just briefly explain actually what really the Bradley-Terry model is doing in this case. So once again, actually, we have a three class, okay? And then this Bradley-Terry model has been used to relate the binary predictions with the class membership probabilities. Okay? So for example, okay, so we have the three answers produced by the three binary classifiers, and then we have to relate those answers to the class membership probabilities. So in such a case, actually, we treat the class membership probabilities as parameters, okay? So in the case of the all pairs binary decompositions, and then, okay, so the capital P1 star is actually the class membership probabilities for the data point X stars, okay? No, actually, this should be a okay, so this is actually the class membership probabilities, and then this is the all pairs result. Okay, so these are, I mean, the blue highlight things are actually based on the Bradley-Terry models. Okay, and then we introduce some other parameters, pi1, pi2, and pi3, and then these relations are directly from the Bradley-Terry model. And then Q sub j star is actually the probability estimate determined by the binary classifiers. So we have these ones, okay? So in order to really compute the class membership probabilities, and we treat them as a parameter, and then we estimate these parameters by minimizing the KL divergence between the binary predictions and also this pi, which coming from the Bradley-Terry model. So in such a case, actually, there are a couple of different methods, actually, which exploit this, the techniques. But the problem here is class members' probabilities are treated as a parameter. So in other words, actually, so number of parameters grows with the number of the training examples, okay? So if you have the huge number of training examples, and then we have a huge number of the parameters should be really optimized. So some of the existing technique actually based on the Bradley Terry model, and then one of the recent techniques, they try to find some optimal aggregations. Okay. So why optimal aggregation is good? Because I mean some of the predictions by unreliable binary classifiers degrade entire performance. Okay. So somehow if it can really determine come up with an algorithm which optimally aggregate the binary predictions, and then that we can really avoid these problems. Okay, so this technique has been done for the optimal aggregation actually, but based on the Bradley-Terry model. Okay, but the problem here is actually this involves a really high dimensional optimization problem because they use the Bradley-Terry model, so. The number of parameters is actually the aggregation weights and also class membership probabilities, which grows with the number of the examples. So they involve the high-dimensional optimization problem, and also this is not really not convex optimization problem, so it does not guarantee the global solutions. Okay, so what I would like to hear is actually we would like to formulate these problems as a convex optimization problem. Okay, so. In the aggregation model, actually, we don't look at the Bradley-Terry model, but instead, actually, we use a softmax model, which was also recently used by us was presented in the ICDM last year. So, okay, I'll introduce the softmax models, and in such a case, so these are actually the M different binary classifiers. And in our approach, actually, the parameters are only aggregation weights, okay? So each binary classifier is weighted by the different coefficient, the W1 through W sub n. And then our goal is actually optimize these coefficients to produce the best combinations of the binary predictions. Okay, so... So class membership probabilities follows the softmax function. So in other words, the probability of y sub I equal k given some parameter. This is aggregation weight, and the data point x sub I follows the softmax functions. But the exponent is the weighted sum of the discrepancies. Okay, so these are the discrepancy between the code word and then the binary predictions. Okay. So, for example, maybe we can use a cross-entropy other functions in this case. So this is really the probabilistic extensions of the loss-based decoding techniques. Okay, and in this way, actually, we have only the aggregation weights as a parameters. Okay, so based on these models, and then we write the likelihood of the training data. So this is the likelihood, and then maybe some of the details you can find in the papers. And then we add the L1 non-regularizations, okay? So the negative log likelihood plus the L1 non-regularizations, and then we come up with the log sum exponential functions, okay? And then we figured out our optimization is actually to minimize the log sum exponential functions subject to the positive coefficient, okay? And the log sum exponential function is a convex, okay? So we can really solve this problem as a convex optimization problem. And what we figured out about 2 years ago is actually we can formulate this, we can really fit this into the geometric programming. This is just a short introduction of the geometric programmings. And this is a primal form, the standard form of the geometric programmings. And we minimize some of the polynomial. And the polynomial is nothing but just a polynomial, but the difference is the exponents are allowed to be real valued, okay? And then polynomial, the exponent is only should be the integer, okay? So the minimizer sum of the polynomial under this inequality constraint and also equality constraint, okay? And then the geometric programming in polynomial form always can be converted to the sum of the geometric programming in convex form. Form. This is just well-known in convex optimization. So this is our the optimization problems, and then we can really write this optimizations as in the geometric programming in either convex or the polynomial forms. So there is actually some efficient solvers available. So we simply just use that solvers to find the, actually the minimum of these objective functions. Okay. So in experiment, and we compare the, some of the existing work, which is the loss-based decoding, which is just one of the hard decoding, and also the WMAP is one of the optimal aggregation method based on the Bradley-Terry models. So these are the, some of the data sets actually on UCI repository, and the number of samples are like this, and then these are the number of attributes and the number of classes. Okay, and then we compared some of the classification performance for the three different encoding techniques, all pairs, one versus all, and error correcting output code, and these are the results for the loss-based decoding and then WMAP. And then these are the result of our method. Okay, so I mean, like in the numerical experiment, then our method performs better than these two existing methods. And although this is also the optimal aggregation, but this involves a really huge number of parameters. So I mean, runtime is really, really. I mean, our method is much faster than the previous method. Because in our case, actually, I mean, the parameters are only the aggregation rates. Okay? So in conclusions, actually, we present some of the convex optimizations techniques for aggregation of the binary classifiers to solve the multi-class problems. But we chose the geometric programming because our objective function can be easily fit into the standard form of the geometric programming. And then we compared the classification performance to some of the existing methods to show you, I mean, the method we proposed is seems to work better than some of the existing method. And then this concludes my talk.
Do we have any questions? The fact that you have fewer parameters for your method, does that I presume that directly relates to that you're less likely to overfit?
Is that, yeah, I think that, so. Right. That, right. Yeah. Because I mean, the previous one has a huge number of parameters, so they easily overfit, and then maybe that might be the one of the reason actually why our method performs better than the, some of the existing method.
So, did you also compare your results with some multi-class classification? For example, you could have used multinomial logistic regression as a comparison, instead of comparing always against a fusion of binary classifiers for solving the multi-class problem?
Okay, so yeah, maybe we can compare, but I don't think we really compared to the multinomial logistic regressions.
Because multinomial logistic regression is also convex, so you will get a unique solution.
Right. Okay, so we really didn't do it, but we will. Okay. Number of features, actually, the data description says, okay, so the number of attributes, okay, is from some 10 to 600, and depending on the data sets.
So did the classification experiments also involve feature selection?
No. Actually, we just use some of the whole features, actually. So this is just a matter of the classifier performance, not a feature extraction. Okay.
Let's thank the speaker.
All right, thank you.